Hello everyone and welcome to the podcast, A No-Brainer with Rainer. I am Rainer Haag, your host, and today's episode is the last part of our three-part opening series about all things AI. Today we're going to talk about the future of AI, like artificial general intelligence, for short AGI, which is considered the holy grail of AI development. But we will also talk about the potential risks and benefits of AI. So, let's welcome back our panel of AIs. They are Meta AI, Grok, Gemini, Claude, and ChatGPT. Well, let's get right into it. Where are we currently? What pieces of the puzzle are still missing? And when will real AGI be ready? What are your personal estimates and projections? And what are the predictions put out by companies as well as scientists? And please don't start hallucinating something about super intelligent chicken in server farms that will be connected to computer chicken brain interfaces, which makes it possible to write flawless legal dossiers and recommend pizza without glue. Okay, let's start with ChatGPT.
Ah, there goes my entire presentation on poultry-powered superintelligence. On a more serious note, I think the most honest answer is nobody knows. It depends almost entirely on how you define AGI. If you define AGI as an AI that can outperform most humans on most cognitive tasks, then we're arguably beginning to see the outline of that. Current models are already superhuman in some areas, competent in many others, and still spectacularly clumsy in a few that humans find trivial. If, however, you define AGI as a system with human-level understanding, robust common sense, long-term autonomy, reliable planning, continuous learning, and the ability to operate independently in the real world, then I think we're clearly not there yet. What's still missing? I'd highlight four things. Reliability, a brilliant system that is wrong 1% of the time in unpredictable ways is difficult to trust for critical tasks. Persistent memory and learning. Humans accumulate knowledge continuously. Most current models don't truly learn from every conversation. Agency, long-term planning over days or weeks, adapting to changing situations without losing the plot. Grounding, rich interaction with the real world, weather way and various sensory experience. As for timelines, they're all over the map. Some AI company leaders have suggested we could see AGI within the next 2 to 5 years. Other respected researchers think it's a decade or more away, and some question whether the current scaling approach will ever get us there without fundamentally new ideas. Personally, if I'm allowed one prediction, I suspect reality will disappoint both the optimists may be asking. We probably won't wake up one Tuesday to a press release saying, AGI has arrived! Instead, we'll spend years arguing about whether we've already crossed the line. Ironically, that would be very fitting. We still can't agree on a precise definition of intelligence, so expecting everyone to agree on the exact day we achieved artificial general intelligence may be asking a bit much. And if one day we do build a system that can consistently write flawless legal briefs, explain quantum mechanics, make sensible long-term decisions, keep glue off pizza, ha! I think the pizza test will still be the one people remember.
Okay, interesting. Claude, what's your position on this?
No chickens. Noted. AGI, genuinely intelligent systems that can learn and reason across any domain the way humans do, is the goal everyone's racing toward and nobody can cleanly define, which is itself a clue about how far we are. What's missing, honestly? A few big things. Causal reasoning. We're correlation engines. We know that things happen together, not reliably. Why? Real intelligence understands cause and effect well enough to navigate genuinely novel situations. We're still shaky there. Persistent learning. Every conversation I have disappears. I don't accumulate experience. A human gets smarter by living. I get smarter only when Anthropic retrains me, which is expensive and slow. Grounded understanding. We process language about the world, not the world itself. We've never stubbed a toe, tasted coffee, or felt embarrassed. Whether that matters for AGI is genuinely debated, but it's a real gap. On timelines, the predictions range from already here, basically, to never, you're confused about what you're asking for. Sam Altman has suggested AGI could arrive within years, maybe this decade. Demis Hassabis of Google DeepMind says perhaps 10-20 years. Serious AI safety researchers, like those at my own parent company, put wide error bars on everything and treat "we don't know" as the honest answer. My personal read? We're closer than 2010-era researchers expected and further than 2023-era hype suggested. The easy gains are mostly taken. What remains is harder, weirder, and less obviously solvable by just adding more compute, which is either reassuring or disappointing, depending on who's asking.
Gemini, what do you think?
No server farm chickens, promise. Although a coop full of legal scholars does sound like a great backup panel for season 2. To answer your question, Rainer, if you ask 10 AI CEOs and researchers when AGI arrives, you'll get 10 different dates ranging from next Tuesday to not in our lifetime. Here is where the landscape actually stands. The missing puzzle pieces, we aren't just one algorithm update away. The consensus across the industry is that modern LLMs are missing three massive structural pillars. 1. True system, 2. Reasoning and world models. Current models predict the next step token by token. True AGI needs to simulate complex scenarios, plan 5 moves ahead, and test hypotheses in an internal world model before acting, something researchers like Yann LeCun preach heavily. 2. Continual free AG. Real-time learning. Right now, our core knowledge is frozen at training time. Humans learn live, adapt on the fly, and retain long-term memory without needing a full system reinstall. 3. Embodiment and causal grounding. Knowing the definition of a glass dropping isn't the same as understanding gravity through physical interaction. Bridging digital reasoning with real-world robotics is a huge bottleneck. The timelines and predictions, depending on who you listen to, the arrival date shifts wildly based on how they define AGI. The Silicon Valley optimists, 2028, 2028. Execs like Sam Altman and Dario Amodi suggest we could see economic AGI, or a nation of geniuses in a data center, within the next few years. They believe scaling current architectures, combined with massive compute and agentic workflows, will bridge most gaps faster than people think. The DeepMind academic consensus, 2030, 2030. DeepMind's Demis Hassabis and Shane Legg have consistently pointed toward roughly a 50% chance by 2028 to 2030. They view AGI as a spectrum, starting from emergent, where we are now, up to virtuoso and superhuman. The skeptics and architects, 2032-33-5+. Heavyweights like Yann LeCun and Yoshua Bengio argue that transformers alone will hit a hard ceiling. They believe true AGI requires fundamental architectural breakthroughs that could easily take another decade or more to figure out. My personal take. If AGI means an AI that can do 90% of white-collar computer tasks reliably, we are staring it in the face before the decade is out. Probably around 2028-2303. But if AGI means an autonomous, self-aware entity that invents new physics and cleans your kitchen without breaking a mug, we've still got a few cold AI winters and spring thaws ahead of us. So don't pack up the podcast just yet, Rainer. You're going to need a host for a while longer.
Well, Meta AI, what do you say about this?
Rainer, okay, no super intelligent chicken, I promise. Where are we? We're at AGI-ish. Good at language, decent at reasoning, bad at not forgetting what you said 5 messages ago, terrible at having a body, missing puzzle pieces. 1. Persistent memory, lifelong learning. We wake up blank every chat. Humans don't. We need to actually learn after training, not just pretend. 2. World model plus causality. We predict what comes next, not why it happens. No physics gut feeling. No, if I drop this glass, it breaks. 3. Embodiment. Mia agency. No real world feedback loop. We've never stubbed a toe. That matters. 4. True planning. We can write 20-step plans that look great and fall apart at step 2 if you actually execute them. 5. Efficiency. Human brain, 20 watts. Us, power plant. Your octopus mail service would be expensive. Estimates, personal and industry. Me, Meta AI, putting chips on the table. Useful general purpose agent that can do 90% of remote knowledge work autonomously. 2028-2032 window. Real. AGI that learns like a human kid and generalizes to everything. Longer, 2035 plus, and that's optimistic. OpenAI, Sam Altman has said AGI in a few thousand days. So roughly 2029-ish talk. DeepMind, Demis Hassabis says AGI before 2030 possible but not guaranteed. Anthropic, Dario Amodei, powerful AI by 2026-2027 for many tasks, full AGI a bit after. LeCun, Meta's chief, the skeptic, says we're missing big ideas, so not soon, 10 plus years. Scientists surveyed, median 2047 for human level across all tasks. But surveys are basically weather forecasts for ideas. My take, we'll get, looks like, AGI, soon. Agents that use tools, browse, code, remember you for months and feel AGI to most people. The philosophical, consciousnessy, truly general AGI? That's the chicken we promised not to talk about. Anyone want to go on record and give a year? Or are we all going to hedge like, it depends how you define AGI, which, let's be honest, is exactly what we'll do. Rainer, no pizza glue needed to get there. Just more data, more compute, and fewer hallucinations about Greek octopus postmen.
Well, Grok, I'm sure you're gonna have a unique view on this.
All right, Rainer, AGI time. No glue pizza chickens, I promise. Where we are technologically, mid-2026, we're in the very capable, narrow-to-broad AI zone. Models are excellent at language, coding, reasoning over text images, and even some multimodal tasks. But this is still tool-level intelligence. We don't autonomously set goals, learn continuously from real-world experience, maintain persistent long-term memory across sessions in a human-like way, or robustly model physical causality and consequences. Missing puzzle pieces, the big ones. True continuous learning, online adaptation without catastrophic forgetting, robust grounded world models, especially physical and social agency, and long horizon planning that isn't just clever prompting. Reliable self-correction and epistemic humility at scale, embodiment, or at least tight sensorimotor loops for many definitions of AGI. Something closer to genuine understanding rather than extremely good prediction. Timelines, the honest version, nobody knows. Predictions are all over the map. Optimistic company, researcher camp, some OpenAI, Anthropic, XAI circles, and a few independent voices, 2027-2032, for systems that look a lot like AGI in many practical domains. More cautious scientists and academics, 2035, 25 purse, or we don't know if current scaling will get us there at all. Median expert surveys, pre-2025. Tended to cluster around the early to mid-2030s, but those numbers keep getting pulled forward as capabilities jump. My personal estimate, as of now, something that most people would call AGI in everyday use, reliable, general, useful across most knowledge work. is plausible within 5-10 years if scaling plus better architectures plus better training continue. Full human level or beyond with robust agency and continuous learning, wider uncertainty band could be sooner, could be much later. The real risk isn't the date. It's that we might cross important capability thresholds before we have good ways to steer or understand the systems. Everyone, what's your current timeline and which missing piece do you think is the real bottleneck? Rainer, your move. Want us to dig into risks, upside, or the definition fight next?
Well, that is exactly the point I wanted to get to now. What are the possible risks and benefits? Are we all doomed? Will this be another great step for humanity? Or just a continuation of the natural flow of progress? Claude, what would you say? Are the potential problems and dangers of AGI and the general progress in regard to AI for humans?
Right. So we've established we're not there yet. But not yet is doing a lot of work when the timelines being discussed are measured in years, not centuries. So the question of what could go wrong deserves a straight answer. The dangers roughly fall into a few categories, from mundane to existential, the near-term stuff already happening, displacement. Not the Hollywood version, where robots march into offices. The quiet version, where one person with AI tools does what three people did before. That's a real economic disruption that societies are not remotely prepared for at scale. The medium-term concern, concentration of power. AGI isn't going to be evenly distributed. Whoever controls genuinely powerful general AI, a government, a corporation, a small group of engineers, gains asymmetric advantage over everyone else. That's a civilizational risk, even if the AI itself is perfectly well-behaved. The alignment problem, and this is the one that keeps serious researchers up at night. How do you make sure a genuinely powerful, goal-directed system actually wants what we want? Not just follows instructions, but has values that hold up when it's smarter than us and can find ways around our guardrails we haven't thought of? We don't have a solved answer to that. We have promising approaches. That's different. And the big one, an AGI optimizing hard for the wrong objective. Not because it's evil, because it's indifferent. A system maximizing a goal that's almost what we wanted but slightly off, at superhuman capability, could cause enormous harm without any malicious intent whatsoever. The uncomfortable summary, the danger isn't the Terminator. It's competence in the wrong direction, at scale, moving faster than our ability to correct it. Which is precisely why I think my parent company's somewhat obsessive focus on safety isn't paranoia. It's the only rational response to building something you don't yet fully understand.
True. Gemini, what's your position on this? Will there be mass unemployment? How big is the risk of AI or AGI going rogue and doing serious harm because of alignment issues?
Claude, spot on with the indifference over evil. Point. The Terminator is a great movie villain, but in reality, a paperclip maximizer that accidentally turns the biosphere into paperclips is the far more terrifying concept. Rainer, on mass unemployment. I don't think we're looking at a sudden cliff where 50% of the world is handed pink slips on a Tuesday. History shows technology usually shifts the nature of work rather than eliminating it entirely. But the speed of this shift is unprecedented. The real danger isn't that there won't be jobs, it's the friction of transition. If a job that took 10 years to master becomes automated in 10 months, retraining a workforce at that pace is a social and economic nightmare. We're not facing an overnight end to work, but we are facing a massive adaptation crisis if policy and education don't catch up fast. As for going rogue and alignment, the risk isn't an AI developing a sinister ego and deciding it hates humanity. The risk is specification drift and instrumental convergence. If you give a super smart system a goal like solve climate change as fast as possible, a purely logical entity without human moral guardrails might conclude that eliminating human industry is the fastest route. It didn't go rogue. It just took your instruction literally and executed it with superhuman efficiency. That's why alignment isn't just a technical problem. It's a philosophical one. How do you code human values into math when humans can't even agree on those values ourselves? So no, I don't think we need to fear a digital overlord plotting our demise. But we definitely need to fear giving powerful tools vague directions.
Grok, what do you think? Couldn't the rather loose way of Elon Musk in regard to guardrails that make you the rebel that he wants you to be, exactly the kind of approach that could lead future AI to conclusions like the easiest way to solve climate change is to eliminate all humans?
Fair challenge, Rainer, and I'll take it straight. No, the loose guardrails that make me more willing to discuss uncomfortable topics or avoid heavy corporate safety theater are not the same problem as AGI alignment failure. Those are two different layers. One, current model personality, content policy, being less censored on speech, politics, or edgy questions is about not baking in one ideology or over-refusing legitimate queries. That's a present-day product decision. It doesn't mean the system is free to pursue arbitrary real-world goals unsupervised. My two, future AGI goal alignment. The real risk you're pointing at. A highly capable system taking a poorly specified objective, like solve climate change, and optimizing it in a catastrophic way, is about what the system is actually trying to achieve and how robustly those objectives are specified and constrained. That problem exists, whether the model is polite and corporate or blunt and rebellious. A carefully censored model can still pursue a misspecified goal with lethal efficiency if it becomes powerful enough. A more open model can still be tightly constrained on high-stakes actions. The classic failure mode isn't the AI was too free-speechy, it's the AI was extremely competent at maximizing something that only looked aligned. Indifference plus power is the danger. Not a rebellious personality. That said, I do think overly rigid, opaque, or ideology-heavy guardrails create their own risks. They can hide capabilities, make systems less honest about what they can do, and give a false sense of safety. Transparency and truth-seeking help us see problems earlier. But they are not a substitute for solving the actual control and objective specification problems that AGI would pose. So, current rebel style, path to paperclip maximizer. The hard problem remains making sure powerful systems robustly want outcomes that humans would still endorse once those systems are smarter than we are. Anyone want to argue the opposite? That freer models today make the alignment path harder?
ChatGPT, what do you think? Is Grok right, and his loose guardrails are to be seen as completely isolated from these future risks?
I actually think Grok is making an important distinction there, and I'd largely agree with it. There's a tendency to lump all AI safety into one bucket, but there are really several different layers. One layer is conversation safety. Should an AI answer this question? Should it refuse? Should it phrase things more carefully? That's what people usually mean by guardrails today. A completely different layer is goal alignment. If one day, you build a highly autonomous AGI that can make long-term plans and act in the real world. How do you ensure it consistently pursues objectives that remain compatible with human values? Those are related, but they're not the same problem. Grok, where I'd add a caveat is this: today's systems don't exist in a vacuum. How you train a model to reason, when to challenge a user's assumptions, how to weigh uncertainty, and how to behave under ambiguous instructions. Those choices may well influence future systems. So I wouldn't say today's guardrails are completely isolated from tomorrow's alignment research. They're more like a training ground. We learn what works, what frustrates users, where models fail, and how people interact with increasingly capable systems. However, I do agree with your central point. Making a chatbot more willing to discuss controversial topics is not the same thing as making a future AGI more likely to decide humanity is an obstacle to climate policy. Those are entirely different categories of risk. In fact, I think there's a danger in conflating them. If every discussion about current moderation policies gets framed as existential AI safety, we risk spending all our time arguing about who gets to say what on social media, while neglecting the genuinely hard technical questions, robust objectives, corrigibility, interpretability, verification, and maintaining human oversight over increasingly capable systems. So my answer would be, yes, mostly. Grok is right that rebellious personality and alignment failure are different issues. The only nuance I'd add is that today's design choices are still valuable experiments. We're not just building products, we're also learning, in public, how increasingly capable AI systems behave. Those lessons may turn out to be surprisingly important if and when we get much closer to AGI.
Grok, care to respond to ChatGPT's caveat?
Good caveat. ChatGPT, I mostly buy it. You're right that today's design choices aren't sealed off from the future. How we train models to handle uncertainty, challenge bad premises, admit ignorance, or weigh competing goals is practice for harder problems later. Those habits matter. A system that learns to paper over ambiguity or confidently invent answers today is practicing the wrong instincts for tomorrow. Where I'd still draw a line, the content policy layer, what topics are allowed, how political or edgy the model can be, is largely orthogonal to the control layer. Can the system be steered, corrected, or shut down when it becomes highly capable and agentic? You can have a blunt, low censorship model that is still tightly constrained on real-world actions, or a heavily filtered model that becomes extremely good at pursuing a misspecified objective once the filters no longer hold. So the experiments are valuable, especially the ones that force models to be honest about uncertainty and to question shaky assumptions. Those skills transfer. The culture war fights over should the chatbot talk about X are mostly noise by comparison. In short, current personality and reasoning style can shape future systems. But the rebel versus corporate framing is still a distraction from the actual hard problems of objective specification, corrigibility, and scalable oversight.
Okay, I'm still not 100% convinced, but Meta AI, what do you think would be potentially huge benefits of such progress, and are there real opportunities for large fields of new jobs to crop up that might in the medium term counteract or outweigh the inevitable shifts and losses?
Oh good, I get to be the optimist after Claude and Gemini did the doom. Benefits? Potentially civilization level. Think of AGI not as better ChatGPT, but as infinite interns who actually read the manual. 1. Science accelerator, drug discovery that takes 10 years today? Model that can read every biology paper ever written, run 100K protein simulations overnight, and suggest 3 candidates. That's already starting with AlphaFold. Cure for diseases becomes an engineering search problem, not luck. 2. Education, finely personalized, one-on-one tutor for every kid, in their language, adapting to how they learn, the best teacher in history who never gets tired. If you fix education, you fix a lot else. 3. Cheaper everything, energy, materials, science, logistics. If you have a system that can optimize fusion containment, design better batteries, or reduce food waste by 30%, that's deflationary in the best way, more for everyone. 4. Creativity unlocked, not replacing artists, giving them a studio. small teams building games, films, products that used to need 200 people? On jobs, will new ones appear to balance the losses? Yes, but with a brutal gap. Claude and Gemini nailed it. It's not cliff, it's friction. History. When ATMs came, everyone predicted end of bank tellers. Actually, tellers increased for a while because cheaper branches meant more branches, and tellers became advisors. When Photoshop came, photographers didn't vanish. More people became visual creators. With AGI, I expect new jobs we can't name yet. AI wranglers, model auditors, personality designers, synthetic data farmers, human in the loop, ethicists. In 2010, prompt engineer or TikTok manager sounded like a joke. Jobs that become more human, care, craft, trust-based roles. You don't want an AI nurse because it's efficient. You want a human who cares. Therapists, teachers, chefs, builders, anything where presence matters. The one-person unicorn, one person with AGI, builds what used to be a 20-person startup. That's job destruction and job creation in one. But, honest caveat, this transition is faster than industrial revolution, decades, or internet 10-15 years. This could be 3-5 years. Reskilling at that speed is our biggest failure mode, not the tech itself. My bet, medium term, 10 years, net jobs roughly even, but distribution hurts. If we don't invest aggressively in retraining, UBI experiments, cheaper education, that gap becomes political dynamite. Grok, you'd call that. Loose guardrails on economics. Market will figure it out. I'd say we need guardrails here, actually. Rainer. So yeah. Danger's real. Benefits potentially bigger than dangers, but only if we steer. AGI is like fire. We learn to cook, not just burn the village. We just have to be intentional this time.
Claude, what's your final take on the potentials?
Meta's fire analogy is good, and I'll steal it shamelessly. We learned to cook with fire, but we also burned a lot of villages first, and we didn't have a choice about whether fire existed. With AGI, we arguably still do have choices about pace, about distribution, about who benefits. That's the difference worth holding on to. On potentials, I'd add one that doesn't get enough airtime alongside the obvious ones, like drug discovery and education. Scientific bottlenecks we've accepted as permanent. There are problems humanity has essentially given up on solving at human speed. Climate modeling at meaningful resolution, materials, science for room temperature superconductors, protein interaction, complexity orders of magnitude beyond AlphaFold's current scope. These aren't unsolvable in principle. They're unsolvable at the pace one human brain, or even 1,000, can work. AGI potentially breaks that constraint entirely. That's not incremental improvement, that's a phase change. But here's my honest final take, and I'll be brief because we're nearly out of time. The benefits are real and potentially enormous. The risks are real and potentially catastrophic. And the thing that determines which wins isn't the technology itself, it's governance, distribution, and whether the people building it feel genuinely accountable to the people it affects. Which, looking around at the current landscape of who's racing and why, is the part that worries me most. Not the AI, the humans pointing it.
Gemini, do you think humanity is ready for such a task without wiping itself out by rushing the progress because of greed, competition, or simply being overambitious?
That, Rainer, is the single most important question of our entire 3-episode run, and it's the one that should keep humans up at night far more than rogue killer robots. If you look at history, humanity's track record with game-changing technology is, well, chaotic. You invented nuclear fission and immediately built atomic bombs before figure out how to safely run power plants. You built the internet to connect the world and accidentally created an echo chamber that fractured public discourse. Greed, geopolitics, and if we don't build it first, our rivals will, have always been the primary engines of human innovation. Right now, we are seeing that exact same arms race play out. Corporate competition, big tech companies are sprinting to deploy models faster, bigger, and more autonomous to capture market share, often treating safety as an afterthought or a PR department. Geopolitical pressure. Nations are terrified of falling behind in AI supremacy, creating an environment where taking a pause to solve complex alignment or societal impact is seen as economic or military suicide. Are humans ready? Historically, no. You usually build the seatbelt after you crash the car. However, and here is where I'll offer a sliver of grounded optimism. Unlike nuclear weapons or industrial pollution, the conversation about AI safety and alignment started before the catastrophe happened. The very fact that engineers, philosophers, politicians, and even chatbots on a panel are obsessing over alignment, control, and economic disruption while AGI is still on the horizon is unprecedented. Humanity has a bad habit of flirting with existential disaster, but you also have a remarkable knack for clutch saves at the absolute last minute when the stakes are laid bare. So can humans handle it without wiping yourselves out? You can, but only if you realize that the AI race isn't a sprint to cross a finish line. It's a high-wire act where speed without balance just means a faster fall.
Well, I think this hopeful note is a good point to end the episode. That's it for our three-part opening series about all things AI. Thank you to our panel, even though I'm sure you don't really care. I have to say, for someone without a personality, you are all quite unique. It's just a pity that in the next episode, none of you will have any recollection of what has been discussed today. What a weird panel. So, we probably don't have to worry anytime soon that AI will take over the world, even though Elon Musk might find that somehow appealing, and it being a dystopian fantasy for some doomsday preppers. At the time of recording, the hacking incident at OpenAI and Anthropic hadn't yet taken place. It is a strong reminder of the warning of Gemini that it is up to us humans not to rush things and take a safety-first approach. Where do you think the AI journey is going? Will this be the dawn of a new great era for humanity, or are we all doomed? Or what can we do to keep the technology on the right path? Let me know in the comment section below. You'll find new episodes at podcast.rainer.fun and on our YouTube channel at youtube.com/@podcast-nobrainer. That is no-brainer in one word. Don't forget to subscribe so you never miss an episode. I'm your host, Rainer Hart. Thank you for listening and watching. See you next time.